I really appreciate those that can and lead us. It's good to see these young people up here, hey? I mean, we go watch them play soccer or hockey, other sports. Maybe we listen to them do their memory verses or dance or play their do their music recitals. But isn't it good to hear them praising God? There's some powerful truths in what they were singing. That could take root in their lives and they could live that out by the power of the Spirit. That could turn this town upside down, much like the early disciples turned their town and region and the world upside down by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, thank you. Praise God for that. It's excellent. We decided we wanted to have a Christian education focus this morning. We didn't invite all of our partner schools this year. We probably will next year. And I realize most of our grads have a plan for the next year. This will be pretty late to apply to some colleges and stuff. A sticky note on the bottom of my foot. But Christian higher education is really important. We believe in it here at Coaldale MB. And it is very, very important. In fact, I'm going to ask a few people that I've already pre-primed some of them to share. But there's a whole bunch of people that have gone on to Bible college, Christian universities. And I'd love to have somebody run around with a mic and just get some of those stories. It can be even just one short statement. Here's something that blessed me as I went and spent a year or 3 years or 5 years or eight or however many it was. How God met you, transformed you, prepared you for the future in some way. So just being prepared for that, it'll be coming up here pretty quick. In fact, there's something else I want to do too. See, I got two buckets down here, so Pastor Gary's up to something again. I'll tell you, it's Lego in the boxes. So I need two different groups to come up, gather around the table as quietly as you can. I'll give you the instructions before I call you up. See, I'm teachable too. Sometimes I call them up and then it's chaos. So before you come up, I want both groups to work together and build the best house or apartment that you can out of what you have in your bucket. So if you're interested in doing some Lego while I chatter here a little bit, come on up and do some Lego. So just kind of divide evenly amongst yourselves, some this side, some that side. There you go. Yeah, all ages. Gary, you're in the aisle. You got to come up now. Don't be shy just because you're, yeah, that's right. Good. Good. Come on up. Build some Lego. Work as teams. And then we'll see what you get done at the end. Your best house that you can with what you have. Yeah, dump them out. Oh, good, you already did. Oh, look at it. There's a natural quietener on that table. I didn't think of that for that table. But Christian higher education is much more than just about getting right information so that we can go out into the world and win arguments. There's enough of that going on in our culture, people trying to be right. Christian higher education is an opportunity to be made righteous, not just have the exact understanding. I remember years ago, we were still with Venture Teams International, but we had graduated quite a few team members by then. And one team member moves into a city, and I think she'd just been recently married, calls me, and she says, "Hey, I've got this family living next door, I'm pretty sure," and I won't even say what religion she thought they were because it doesn't really matter. She says, "You went to Bible school, right? So can you tell me something about that religion so that I can know how to witness to them?" And my answer was, "No, I can't. Because then you'll know where we differ, where they differ potentially with Christian teaching, and you'll try and build a relationship with where you differ." I said, go get to know them as people. Ask them about their religious beliefs, their belief in God, and learn that way. And dialogue. G- get to know a person as a person. And I praise God that he gave me that insight, because it's hard to build a relationship when you're going to start with, here's the thing we disagree on. But build a relationship with someone who's created in the image of God, and then explore together and go on a journey. And they developed a friendship over many years. Timothy says this, should come up on the screen. Remind them of these things and charge them before God, not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. So if we're just going to fight about who's right, it only wrecks everybody. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth, the Bible. Rightly handling it. It's an invitation into relationship with Almighty God. It's not a club to beat people over the head with, like the church has used it at times in our history. It's not about winning arguments, it's about being transformed and made more and more like him. Draw people, lead people, love. It's a balance of grace and truth, because Jesus came full of grace and truth, not one or the other, but both. And that's amazing. So I have asked some people to share, and I hope this kicks us off into other sharing. I'm going to start with one that I received as a text, because the person didn't want to come to the stage. You maybe figure out who this is from if you want. Doesn't really matter. This is someone who went on to higher education. My time taught at Trinity taught me so much about myself, God, and life. Perhaps one of the most impactful things that happened while there was the realization that my studies were a way to glorify God. Something as simple as writing an exam could be done for the glory of God, and in a way that could honor God, and not just theology classes, right? It's not just about having the right theology. Business classes could glorify God. Science classes could glorify God. Pottery classes could glorify God. That realization changed my perspective on almost everything. My relationships and friendships now were seen as ways to glorify God. The daily routine of soccer training during the week and games on the weekends transformed into every second of it being an opportunity to glorify God. Beautiful testimony, hey? Both simply by the act of playing and in the way in which I was playing. Work that had become meaningless began to have a purpose in seeing the ways that God could be glorified in it. Nothing in life is for its own sake or for our sake. It's all for the glory of God. That changes everything about the way we live and why we live. God used Christian higher education to further my understanding in this. Christian higher education changes us for life, right? We're often in our society so focused, I got to learn a trade, what my career is going to be. But Christian higher education, at least taking a year, if not two, three, four, five, however many, is training for life as a disciple of Jesus and learning how to glorify him. And so we do partner with lots of schools and seminaries. So I'm going to grab a mic. Are you guys almost done? Was this your mic there? I'm going to grab this one. You guys almost done there? Building your house. Okay, we'll give you a moment more. Somebody like to come and run around with this mic to people in the pew? You do? Well, you're done? Okay, just leave it there. You guys almost done? Okay. Here, somebody want to run around with a mic for me? All right. So just jump up. Give glory to God, and here's an impact that Christian higher education had in your life. Good. Right back there. Rebecca.
did 3 years at Miller College of the Bible, and throughout those 3 years, God really showed me how to glorify Him more with my life, and He used the classes, my mentors, my new friends, all to show me that in different ways, and it was really cool how, like, each of my 3 years had, like, an overarching kind of theme to it, and in my third year, so just this last year, the kind of theme was finding my joy and my strength in Him, and it was really cool because I got the opportunity to be a hall leader, and through that, I was given a lot of challenging situations that God showed me how to rely on His strength and to not be consumed in trying to do it all on my own. It was completely God's strength that I was able to do anything, and it was so cool how He just, like, He used that, and He used all the situations that He brought me through to bring Him honor and glory, and so it's been a really, really exciting journey to see how it's not my strength, it's God's strength, so I've been learning how incredibly weak I am, but how beautifully strong God is, and how He carries us through everything in life, and it's just a really, really exciting thing that I learned from Christian higher education, and I am excited to, like, continue learning that as God continues to teach me.
Sorry to cut you. I hope I didn't cut you off there. Good. Sophia.
Why I want to go to Bible school? I think it would be very easy for me to just rush into getting started with university and getting started with the career and earning money, but that doesn't really leave time to build a foundation of how I should be living while I'm doing those things. And I've seen in the lives of my parents and my sisters and grandparents and aunts and uncles how Bible school can really help to build relationships and life skills that carry on forever and that you can't learn anywhere else, really. So I want to take the time to build my anchor in God instead of letting it be built somewhere else. And I think that Bible school is a really good way to do that.
Excellent. Thanks for both those testimonies. Someone who's been several years and someone who's been inspired to go to get rooted and grounded. Because life is so much more about than just making a paycheck and whatever else. But some key learnings that help us live the abundant life that Jesus made possible. Get rid of those hindrances. Thanks, guys. Those are awesome. We'll look at those in a minute. All right, someone else? There's lots of people that have been to Bible college, seminary, whatever else. What's some of that impact? We got one over here.
So I went to Bible school just like a couple of years ago or something. But but my shock for me, like, it was actually the diversity of the body of Christ. Like, I was pretty strong in my faith and what I believed in my youth group and in my church, but when I got there, I was shocked at how broad the church was, I guess, and just how different views and passions people could have, and it made me actually learn to show grace and compassion to those that were different than me.
Excellent.
Okay. I just went to 1 year of Bible school, my first year right out of high school, and I would say I remember back from that year that it was really a year of kind of breaking me down in my confidence that I had built up in myself as a Christian, kind of like, oh, I got this all together. This is kind of the role that I play here, you know. And I went there, and it just kind of, I felt like God kind of dismantled a lot of things that I had built on my own strength and began that rebuilding process. So I would say just kind of humbling me. And I just think it was such a valuable thing at that time of life because it was really a time of life when I was beginning to make my own choices and build my own life apart from my family. And so, yeah, it was very valuable.
Amen. That's right on. Yeah, we don't build on a foundation, right, that it can be washed away like sinking sand, but on the foundation of Christ.
So I went to Bible school for 3 years into Winnipeg right after I graduated, and I was a very young grad, but I had a lot of fun at Bible school. I don't know, I made really good friends, and it was a really good, I guess, time to get away from my family and kind of make my own decisions, but I was still in the safe haven of, you know, people that are still looking out for me, so I wasn't on my own, but I had a lot of fun. And I remember one thing that still sticks to me is one of my classes was about parables and how we would go through each parable, and there's always the expected, you know, kind of pat answer of what it means. That, you know, at Sunday school, that's kind of what you're taught, but yet everything is totally flipped, and God's response is something always upside down from what we are expected. And yeah, so that kind of changed me a little bit, but me and Gail had fun in Winnipeg.
Excellent. Yeah, those relationships that are built are transformative, right? We've got friends all across the country now from our Bible college days, even though that was 25 years ago. Someone else, bear testimony, Christian higher education experience. Yeah, right. Balcony, don't be left out, by the way. He's got lots of energy.
I stretched out my Christian education over many years. I did 2 years of Bible school, and then I had an eight-year gap before I went back to Bible school. And then many years later, I went on to university. I learned a lot in that. But in between, I did several internships through Venture Teams International, 2 years. And those times during the internship, I would say, were a great, great learning time for me. I learned more about myself in those internships. What I learned in the classroom when I was at Bible college really helped me in some ways. But when I was in those internships, I really, really learned about myself, about ministry and working with people, and I saw God begin to guide and direct me in a direction as I sought Him, as I was obedient to Him, serving Him, and I just feel so blessed that I had those opportunities to learn, even though they weren't always easy. I was pushed out of my comfort zone many times, but I learned so much through those, especially those internships, that I got to find face who I was and see God really work through me.
Excellent, thanks. Yes, not all of our partners are partners where you sit down in a classroom. YWAM, which one of our grad, I believe Jenna, is going to next year, is Youth with a Mission. And it is one of those kind of an internship experience. Yes, there's some teaching and training, but there's going out and ministering, and most Bible colleges have some aspect of ministry, but they're on a spectrum. Some of them are much more academic, and some are less academic, but they're all involved in discipleship, or that's the intention of it. Now, we can go with all sorts of mixed motives. I know I was a resident advisor at a large Bible college in Toronto for 2 years, and people come with mixed motives. There's some that just want to stay up all night and play pool in the second floor lounge, and then wonder why they're failing every class, but they had no vested interest in following Jesus, and their parents were paying 100% of it, and they didn't care. But even in them making some really poor life decisions, the community gathered around them, and we went, you know, where are you going with your life? What do you want to achieve? And there was challenge, and there was coming alongside in love and care. So that their second year, they came back differently. And they went, you know what, why am I wasting this opportunity? So there's lots of ways to choose Christian higher education. It might be a mission team with MB Mission or through YWAM or something that you discern and go on. Yep.
I never went to Bible school. But today's Father's Day, and as a parent, to watch my kids go, our kids' goal has been incredibly rewarding. And over the last couple of Sundays, we've had a chance to go to their churches as they've had baby dedications, and we've had the privilege to be involved. But more importantly, is to watch their willingness to serve and to learn to serve in the churches and in the fellowship and in the community that they are in. And that is something, a skill set that they have been encouraged in and learned and been taught through their Bible school. And so just watching what it has done and how it has mentored our children, we are forever grateful.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. All right. Somebody else? I'll talk if you don't move, so. Nobody from that whole group sitting up in that, okay, there you go, balcony.
I went to Bible school for 2 years directly out of high school, and I graduated grade 12 at 17, and Bible school was hard. It was a real challenge being out on my own. And then when I went to nursing school, I realized how valuable those 2 years had been when other students asked me one day sitting in the lounge, well, why don't you do this? Why aren't you out partying? Why aren't you doing such and such? And, you know, there was 10 of them sitting around and asking me questions about what I believed and why I believed it. And a verse that comes to mind is, we have to be ready to...
Always ready to give a hope.
Thank you.
A reason for the hope that lies within.
Yeah, I've been trying to remember it. But I thought, if I hadn't had those 2 years of Bible school, I wouldn't have had the answers to give my fellow students when I was 19 in nursing school. And that made a big difference. I was ready to face some of those challenges. I wouldn't have been ready at 17.
Excellent. It really does help us build a foundation. I know I wouldn't. I fail a lot still. I do lots of things. But I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am without each of the schools I went to. I came to Christ at age 20. And then I went down to BLEC, Baptist Leadership Education Center in Whitby, Ontario, for 1 year, not really knowing what I was getting into. Probably wouldn't have went if I knew everybody had to be in the choir. Small school of 32 students. But I needed a year of discipleship. That's all I thought I'd ever do. And I graduated from that. It was incredibly transformative, grounding in what the Bible teaches and what it doesn't teach, because it's often misrepresented. Just 8 months was huge for my life. And I worked for 2 years in the Toronto area of swimming pools, and God called me, told me to go and apply to Ontario Bible College. I thought he had the wrong guy. I've told some of that story before, but went there for a degree, met my wife there. That was hugely, took me some more significant steps as I graduated in the pastoral program with my bachelor's. And then we both graduated in 94, got married, moved to Alberta, or back to Alberta for me, to Alberta for Beverly. And dove into ministry and serving, like Larry said. It was just much more natural because we had been serving. We'd been had this foundation. And then I went to seminary. Just wanted more training in specific areas. And then we chose a seminary, and that happened to be Providence Seminary. Each of those, I've had mentors, people. It's much more than information. It's transformation that goes on. And it roots and grounds for life. It was huge, huge impact. Somebody else want to bear testimony? He hasn't even gone up, got to run up to the balcony yet, so no pressure, but somebody in the balcony, maybe? A little bit of pressure. Yeah, there you go. Run down the this aisle over here. Zach. Down there. Chandra.
I don't want to descend into a cliche, but my parents met each other at Christian High School. I met James at Bethany. My brother met his wife at Bethany. My sister and her husband met each other at Bethany. I am profoundly grateful for how God leads relationships at Bible school, and I'm grateful for the blessing that has brought to our family.
Yeah, what a great place to meet a spouse. I mean, in an environment where we're already intentionally seeking to serve God, and in an environment where we can get some godly counsel so that we have God-honoring relationships rather than so much of what we see in the society today. Yeah, Beverly got her MRS degree. I don't mean Master's of Religious Studies. I mean Mrs.
It's good to hear the comments that are coming from the students, and we are all students.
Amen.
To define something as higher education or another form of education is difficult for me to kind of fathom. Right now, I would say that I am part of the Burger King College and in South Lethbridge, and it's an interesting group of individuals that have come together there. There's three farmers from Foremost. There's a city councilor, conservation officer, a school superintendent, or a retired school superintendent, and we deal with all kinds of questions, and we meet every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and there's a truck driver in the group, each person brings a different perspective to the conversation. A couple of weeks ago, there was a question put out by the group, and it was based on Rabbi Milton Steinberg's comment that a believer is really responsible for giving account of only one thing, and that is unjustified suffering. The atheist has to give account for the existence of everything else. And so the question was kind of hung there. How do we deal with that? What can we bring to bear on that kind of an observation? And I found it interesting that in my own reflections, it goes back to the comment in Romans chapter 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And so each of those individuals brought to bear some of his background, and some of them are Christians, some are non-Christians. He's a military fellow there, and he comes at it in a very strong way and it's very forceful. Sometimes hard for me as Mennonite to deal with that, but in all of that. The education that all of us have had in our lives, and the ongoing education in terms of our reading, in terms of our meditation, in terms of this time we spend with God in prayer or in His Word, has a bearing on how we address some of these questions that come in life. So, I just want to encourage the young people to not think of education as kind of something that you've accomplished and that it ends there. It moves on and on and on. You're eventually you get invited to the College of Burger King, and that is worth a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Our conference that our church belongs to, the MB conference, we've committed every pastor to be a lifelong learner. There's all sorts of ways to take on a mentor, a coach. Some of them are dead, but you can be mentored through their books. Others you meet with regularly. All sorts of ways that education goes on. But even thinking about Christian higher education, though, that's what comes next. Those taking that intentional time to build that foundation. So the way we dialogue is rooted and grounded in who Jesus is and what the Bible truly says, built on truth. Anybody else have a brief comment of some impact in your life, being trained in some way? All right, thanks. We'll end this one. We've had several sharing services planned for during the summer, so maybe we'll hear more them as well. I want to close with a word from Scripture, and then we don't have a closing song, we're going to, what? Oh, yeah, I better talk about the houses. I'll do that just before I do the scripture. Then we're going to close with not a song led from the front. It's just going to be playing on the PA. It's a song that was hugely impactful in my life. It wasn't, I didn't pick it, actually. But it's Shine, Jesus, Shine. That's the purpose of being educated, of learning and growing, that Jesus would shine through us. It was at the first school I went to. It happened to be one of the popular courses that being sung at the time. It's just instrumental. So, but be thinking about the words, that as we go from this place today, that Jesus would shine through us in all that we are and all that we do. I was looking at the houses. These are awesome, actually, because I didn't give them too many pieces. For example, the bottom of this blue one is, they figured it out. I didn't intentionally give them these six pieces, but they needed to find a way to build a base for it before they could build too much. And they did that really well. Got some windows and doors. Beautiful construction there in a pretty rapid time. We got some very creative builders. These guys, I did intentionally give them a really big piece for the bottom. So theirs has a roof because I gave them those larger pieces. Christian higher education, that taking that time intentionally away to build that foundation and help put those pieces together. Sometimes our faith can get kind of scattered. We've heard this story and this parable and this piece, but we lose the whole piece and how to put that together. And yes, as a church, we want to get way better at discipling people and growing, developing a culture of prayer. But to take that intentional time to go, Lord, lead me and teach me, and to bring it together in a shorter period of time, because it's not all about what goes on in the classroom. It's about what goes on up in the dorms and in life-on-life experiences and being coached and mentored. And it's about becoming mature in Christ. Consider these verses. First ones are from Hebrews, I believe. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature. And Christian higher education is an opportunity to be matured, maturing. For those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Boy, do we need more of that in our society. For this reason, I bow my knees, Ephesians, before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell, take up residence in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To take a specific time, and God, fill me, teach me, lead me, grow me, mature me. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask for him, I think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. We'll close in prayer, and then we'll listen to that song as we go out. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness in leading us and guiding us. Yes, your Bible and prayer are foundational. And so are our relationships, how we impact one another, that we would always be ready to give an answer for the hope that is within us, and that we would have a growing hope, a mature hope, a maturing hope. We would all be lifelong learners for your glory. It's not about us, but for your glory and for the growth of your kingdom, God. You work in us and through us. May we fully surrender our lives to you, including our futures. We would take intentional time apart, whether that's going to a women's conference for a weekend or going for a year or several years of Bible college, Bible school, internship with in missions. Whatever you would call us to do, we would follow. Because you are a good God. You have amazing plans for us. We want to see you glorified. We want to see your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Would you help us follow? And then shine through us, Jesus. We pray it in your name. Amen.